This is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Next week in Chicago, the trial of three white teenagers charged with a racially motivated beating of a black teen is scheduled to get underway. Prosecutors call the March 1997 attack on Lenard Clark a hate crime. Their case against the white teens was initially seen as a strong one, but the trial has been postponed twice already because of problems with the prosecution's witnesses. Jackie Northam of member station WBEZ in Chicago reports.
When 13-year-old Lenard Clark left his public housing apartment on March 21st last year, it was just to get out to ride his bike and shoot a few baskets on a warm spring night. The African-American youth and a couple of his friends rode to nearby Bridgeport, a mostly white working-class neighborhood on Chicago's south side. A few hours later, Lenard Clark lay crumpled and bleeding on a sidewalk, apparently the victim of an unprovoked assault. Police say the attackers first slammed Clark's head into a brick wall and then, with a combination of fury and fists, beat the black youth into a coma. The case made national headlines as Clark began his slow, painful recovery. Police say the attack was racially motivated, and three white teenagers, Michael Kwidzinski, Victor Jesus, and Frank Caruso, were charged with attempted murder, aggravated battery, and hate crimes. Joseph Lopez is the attorney for 17-year-old Victor Jesus, who, like the other defendants, maintains he's innocent.
It makes my client depressed that people are calling him a monster or calling him a racist. People don't realize my client is not a racist.
But the Cook County State's Attorney's Office maintains it has a strong case against Jesus and the other two defendants. Over the past 16 months, though, the prosecution has suffered major setbacks. One witness was murdered, apparently in an unrelated incident involving gangs. Another key witness, Richard DeSantis, is missing, and a federal manhunt is underway to find him. Lenard Clark is no longer in a coma, but he's unable to remember what happened. State's attorney Richard Devine says the prosecution will simply have to work around the recent developments.
As prosecutors, we deal with this type of problem on a regular basis, particularly in gang crime cases. We are consistently faced with the problem of witnesses either flipping, changing their testimony, or recanting their testimony, or disappearing on us. It's obviously not something that we like to see, but when it happens, it doesn't mean that we don't have a case.
Earlier this month, a local Chicago newspaper reported an alleged link between organized crime and the missing witness. State's Attorney Devine says the report will not affect the prosecution's case. But Mark Ellen, a social activist with the Rainbow Push Coalition in Chicago, says the African-American community is becoming increasingly worried that the high-profile, racially charged case is falling apart.
To some degree in the African-American community, people say, look what happened. Nobody will be brought to justice because there's nobody right now, this day, who can say with a surety, here's what happened to Lenard Clark when he got beat. So therefore, if you have no eyewitnesses and everything's hearsay, that's cause for dismissal. Happens every day.
The trial has already been delayed twice. There's been increasing pressure from all sides, from the mayor's office to the black community, to get the case to court. Jury selection is due to begin on July 20th. For NPR News, this is Jackie Northam in Chicago.
We learned today.